610 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. J.D. Vance takes the stage tonight for the first time as the party's vice presidential nominee. Former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy has known him since their days at Yale Law School.
He obviously wrote a great book, Hillbilly Elegy. I know from my experience in writing my books as well that there's nothing that forces you to really discover your own convictions, like actually putting it down on paper, being challenged. So I think it's great to be able, for America to be able to see there's a leader here at the near highest level who has gone through an evolution.
Earlier tonight, delegates heard from former President Trump's future daughter-in-law, Kimberly Guilfoyle.
This election is a choice between Joe Biden's vision for American weakness and Donald Trump's vision of American greatness.
Mr. Trump is now in the convention hall. This is ABC News. A growing number of Americans appear to be considering refinancing their home.
With mortgage rates at their lowest level since March, applications to refinance jumped by 15% last week compared to the week before. They were 37% higher than the same week a year ago. But overall, the world's different than 5 years ago. Demand's still more than 70% lower than just before the pandemic. The Mortgage Bankers Association's index also found that home buying mortgage applications are 14% lower than they were a year ago. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Police in Delaware County, Pennsylvania say two suspects armed with long guns assaulted the driver of a Brinks armored truck in broad daylight and fled the scene with hundreds of thousands of dollars. They're searching for the suspects who they say fled in a Nissan Pathfinder. United Airlines reporting a better than expected second quarter net income of $1.3 billion. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Ball.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Advocates are demanding an investigation into the deadly police shooting of a homeless man in Milwaukee. It happened outside the Republican National Convention perimeter. Five officers from Columbus, Ohio, shot and killed Samuel Sharp Jr. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says Sharp was threatening someone with a knife.
Someone's life was in danger. These officers, who are not from this area, took upon themselves to act to save someone's life.
About 100 people came to a vigil for Sharp. There are hundreds of law enforcement officers from all over the country here in Wisconsin to help with the RNC. Now authorities will start an investigation into the deadly shooting. And Thursday is the final day of the Republican National Convention. We're expecting speeches from members of the Trump family. And then in the evening, former President Donald Trump is expected to give the keynote address formally accepting his party's nomination. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is Civic Media News.
The Bucks sign a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks lost to the Clippers 112-97 in Summer League action in Las Vegas. Now, guard Patrick Beverley has left the team. He was suspended 4 games for whipping basketball at some fans' heads in frustration after their season-ending loss. Well, after getting no offers from other teams, Beverley has now joined the Israeli Basketball League. So the Bucks have signed shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. The 25-year-old has spent the last 3 years with the Raptors. Baseball for the 10th time in 11 years, the American League has won the All-Star game again, this time 5-3 over the National League. The Red Sox Jaron Duran named the game MVP thanks to his two-run homer in the fifth to put the game away. The Brewers, William Contreras and Christian Yelich, unable to get a hit, but Yelly says he enjoyed the week in Arlington anyway, like seeing Bryce Harper.
It's really cool. Baseball, so we're all a little similar. We can relate to a lot of the same things. And myself and Bryce, see all these guys so many years later still kind of doing the same thing. It's always pretty cool.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 40s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, few clouds and pleasant, highs mid-70s. And more sun Friday, high near 80. Temperatures continue to warm into the weekend with some slight chances for showers and storms. Highs upper 70s to 80. Currently at 64 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning includes our Women Win Wisconsin segment. Then the Republicans wrap up their convention and their own plans to win Wisconsin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to the Buzz of the North.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
Hey, Kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Chuzunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. The segment of Native Roots Radio is presented in partnership with Little Moments Count, which is a statewide collaborative focused on helping parents and caregivers learn about the importance of brain development in the first 3 years of life.
You know, Haley, here at Native Roots Radio, we're always excited to partner with Little Moments Count to host a conversation focused on early childhood development. And we bring guests on once a month to talk about that. And we have a couple awesome guests on today. And I just want to give a big shout out to Beth Dodds and Ashley Bunker. Welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Ooh, thank you for having us, Robert. We're excited to be here. Miigwetch.
Right on. Ashley, are you excited to be here?
I am. Thank you for having us.
All right. It's unanimous. And Haley and I are pretty happy to be here, too. But we really wouldn't be a radio show without great content. And you guys in Little Moments Count has people come on that are always really, really good in content and keeping things moving here. I want to ask a couple questions. And Beth, do you mind if I ask you first, so what is the Indigenous Parents Leadership Initiative? And I know that's a mouthful for a person like me.
We like to abbreviate it by saying IPLI, the acronym for Indigenous Parent Leadership Initiative. So that might make it easier. So IPLI is a 23-week journey that integrates child development, leadership, democracy skills, and Ojibwe culture into a curriculum to empower the parent voice and promote positive outcomes for children.
Yeah,
we're currently in the White Earth Nation. And yeah, we feature two curriculums, the Parent Leadership Institute curriculum and the Indigenous Foundations curriculum, which was created by Dr. Anton Troyer and elders from White Earth and Red Lake Nations. Part of one of the big main components of the initiative is that each participant throughout the 23-week journey implements a community project to benefit children and families within the White Earth tribal community. And they all look a little bit different, these community projects. Some are doing recovery groups. Some have leaned into culture and are helping children receive their Anishinaabe names. And then others are serving on the federal SNAP advisory board for the feds. So from one end of the spectrum to the other. But we're really proud of our participants. And Ashley is one of our graduates, one of our 2023 graduates.
That's awesome. You know, Beth and Ashley, it's always exciting to see graduates from a program that really dig deep for our children. And, you know, there's an old saying, you can give it away and pass it on, and everyone gives it away. And so it's really exciting to have you on, Ashley, and talk about, you know, some of the things, you know, what you as a parent, you know, how is this empowerment and what has this meant to you?
So the Indigenous Parent Leadership Initiative really helped me realize with their leadership, my lived experience adds value to positive change. You know, not only for my community, but for my household, that will inspire families and also our children to use their voice in a good way.
Yeah, that's really important. And I know we were talking earlier that you went on a trip to D.C. Tell us a little bit about that and tell us what you came away with.
I was invited as a panelist to a congressional briefing where I shared my own lived experience in poverty and the child welfare system. I had discussed various obstacles that we encountered while living in poverty and how it affects the removal of our children. So that was a pretty good experience overall, and got to also meet other individuals that share the same experiences.
That's really exciting to be able to give this program to our parents. Tell us a little bit more and how and who participates in this, Beth.
Our participants are White Earth participants. They're grandparents, they're aunties, they're uncles, they're parents, they're caregivers, anybody that's wanting to help make positive change for children and families. So far, we have graduated 21 individuals in cohorts 1 and 2. We've impacted, listen to this number, of those 21 individuals, we also impacted their 73 children.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the ripple effect is great.
That's amazing. You know, Ashley, tell us a little bit how it's affected you. I know you're going to Washington, D.C., and your family and your children and your whole community. Tell us a little bit about how you feel like it's really connected with you. Because from an outsider like me, when we talk to Beth and hear about young ones like you stepping up for families, it makes our hearts soar here.
Mm-hmm. So the Indigenous Parent Leadership Initiative, helped me grow not only professionally, but personally. It really give me the encourage to continue to show up not only, you know, within my household, but within my professional growth, and just continue to start them meaningful conversations that we would, you know, to help change, you know, to help change some of the things that we see here in our communities. So Yeah, I'm really grateful for that opportunity.
That's I'd like to add on to Ashley's. You know, parents are often the last people to be brought to the table when decisions about children and families are being made. And the Indigenous Parent Leadership Initiative is equipping these parents to sit at those tables with people in positions of authority and share their Indigenous voice to help change these systems and policies that are happening at local, state, and federal levels. They're the ones that are changing the systems. Ashley's trip to DC on behalf of the American Public Human Services Association, she helped lend her voice to changing child welfare systems.
Yeah, and that's exciting. And we're going to take a break here real quick. But Beth and Ashley, what's really exciting is that if you're not at the table making decisions for our people, we served at the table. So it's really exciting to hear that you're out in D.C. and Beth, you're mentoring these people. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by. Stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
No one should have to choose between a paycheck and their health. Whether it's for a new baby, an unexpected illness, or an aging parent, Minnesotans deserve time to care for themselves and their families. That's why Minnesota Democrats are fighting for all working people to have paid family and medical leave. The time is now. Contact your legislator and tell them to pass paid family and medical leave for Minnesota. Learn more at paidleavemn.org. That's paidleavemn.org. Paid for by the Minnesota AFL-CIO.
Hi, it's Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio. If you need new windows for your home or business, I highly recommend 952 Windows. They offer windows and doors with the longest warranties and Energy Star's #1 most efficient ratings. I can personally vouch for them, having known the owner for decades. They did a fantastic job on our second floor addition 20 years ago, installing windows, roofing, siding, and even adding a master bedroom and bathroom. 952 Windows is part of Loyal Home, founded by some of the Ethics Award-winning former Window Light employees. In my opinion, they're one of the most best-kept secrets in remodeling. As Onyx Bath and Rosebud Cabinet dealers, 952 Windows guarantees top-quality products. Most of their business comes from referrals, so much so that they have been called the best-kept secret in remodeling by their competitors. For unbeatable deals and trusted service on windows, doors, roofing, siding, kitchens, bathrooms, and more, call 952-WINDOWS or visit 952windows.com.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This segment of Native Roots Radio is presented in partnership with Little Moments Count. Nearly 80% of brain growth happens in the first 1,000 days, and small moments of interaction like talking, playing, reading, and singing can help create those pathways that build a child's brain during this early stage of life. For more information, you can visit littlemomentscount.org.
Hey, we're here with Beth Dodds and Ashley Bunker, and Ashley is a 2023 a graduate of the Indigenous Parent Leadership Initiative in White Earth, and we're excited to talk about not only with Ashley the growth, but this awesome program. And Beth, do you have any thoughts to finish off? I know we kind of cut you off there with the commercial coming up, but how exciting to see somebody like Ashley affect her community like she has.
Oh, wow. It's been wonderful to see Ashley grow and on this journey of healing. And I feel like the proud auntie. She came into the very first class and was nervous and spoke about her journey through life and the challenges that she experienced, and wanted to do better and be better and feel better. And I have watched her do that, do just that.
That is exciting. Ashley, you must feel like your buttons are bursting too with pride and self-esteem and all those things that come with being a doer. Tell us how you feel and how this program's really, again, affected you and your whole family and your community.
Yes. So, you know, the IPLI, Indigenous Parent Leadership, has just really given me the confidence to keep going and to strive to do better than I did yesterday. And just knowing that, that having, you know, the leadership that the initiative presents, the women that are there really uplifting you and encouraging you, and just knowing that they're really rooting for you, makes you want to continue to go forward. So the opportunity is amazing. And I just want our community to continue to experience this. And I'm really looking forward to seeing more of our members join the initiative and learn some life skills.
Beth, that's awesome news. Can you tell us about the next, we talked about the first two cohorts. Can you talk to us a little bit about cohort three, which is coming up, and what you're adding and what you've learned in the other two cohorts?
Sure. Well, for cohort three, we're building IPLI's capacity and our multi-generational approach by expanding our group of certified facilitators from 4 to 7, adding in 3 more people, and adding the Children's Leadership Training Institute component, which is connected to the Parent Leadership Training Institute. We are calling it the Indigenous Children's Leadership Initiative, ICLI. And that's going to offer children ages 3 to 12 a parallel course at the same time their parents are in the other room. So the model is going to follow the IPLI class format. The children are going to be receiving Indigenous children's literature weekly, and they're going to bring them home and build a family library over the 23 weeks.
Well, Beth and Ashley, that's exciting for a couple reasons. And Ashley, maybe you can help me out a little bit with this, that now the young ones and the parents and the people supporting the young ones are speaking the same language now.
Yes, it's going to be really exciting to see the children discover their leadership skills and to be able to just like stand along with the parents and to continue to be, you know, their leadership in their own right, in their own way. And we see that we see children doing that today, but just letting them know that they have those unique skills already. And just to see them flourish along with the parents and also in their community.
Yeah, and we all know, Ashley, that our young ones have, if they're not saying it, they're thinking it, and it's good to hear that they're going to have the availability to speak the same language and talk about and learn the same things that the parents and the guardians and the people in their life are. Mm-hmm.
And as a way to bring Ojibwe culture into the classroom for the kids, we are going to be using Indigibox, another offering that we do along with Barb Faber. And Indigibox is culture in the classroom. It is a box that comes out 4 times a year following the seasons. It supports early childhood, child care, Head Start, preschool, and elementary teachers. And it is bringing into the classroom the knowledge of customs through a series of lessons and activities that are based on Ojibwe cultural values.
Yeah, we love Barb, and we have had Barb Faber on many times. And I swear to God, Haley and I are always talking about the Indigenous box and how that could be really a national thing for new enrollees, for people. I could use one for Ho-Chunk. Ho-wa.
Ho-wa. Yeah, Barb is our CEO at All Nations Rise, who that is who houses the Indigenous Parent Leadership Initiative. And it was through Barb that this was brought to White Earth. She saw it in action back in 2016-2017 at a Children's Defense Fund conference. And she said, how am I need to bring this to White Earth. How do I do this? And that's where she was proactive and reached out to Dr. Troyer and got the curriculum built. And we're bringing it in through a cultural lens.
That's exciting. I have a question, too, that Beth, maybe you'll be able to answer me. But how is these cohorts funded, and who helps support these, and how can our listeners help?
Yeah. Well, IPLI got its start with the help from the first Minnesota Department of Health's Community Solution Grant. And that was in 2021. And that helped fund Cohort 1 and 2, along with the Northwest Minnesota Foundation. And when that funding ended, we regrouped and we got boots on the ground and started showcasing and reaching to anybody who would love to hear about us, and including you guys. So thank you so much for having us on previously, because you've helped us with that outreach. And so we reached out to philanthropic organizations. We were breakout session presenters at the first Indigenous Home Visitors Annual Conference. We were panelists at the Early Childhood Funders Collaborative Conference. Our graduates were out there putting their skills to work in Washington, D.C., in Baltimore, in Long Beach, California. And we're happy to announce that that year of boots on the ground, we're happy to announce that we are funded now for cohorts 3 and 4 and partial funding for cohort 5 through the Community Solutions Grant Fund, again, through the state of Minnesota Department of Health. We are also very thankful for the Blandin Foundation's Small Communities and Rural Placemaking Grant. We were just awarded. And then the West Central Initiative, through a partnership with the Otto Brummer Trust and its Community Responsive Fund. We just got word this week. So we are funded and ready to go.
That's awesome. I wish I had my applause button here. I'm on my laptop, and I don't have it with me, but that needs to be really applauded. Great work. I have a quick question, too. You know, we have talked over the periods of a couple of years about the alumni coming back and helping. Who funds the alumni program?
So we recognized right away that our graduates... we form a community, we form a family over the 23-week journey. And we recognized early on that after graduating, we still needed each other. All of us did. And so we formed the alumni program. And through those outreach efforts in the past year, it was actually at the Early Childhood Funders Collaborative Conference, which Ashley accompanied me to. And we met Hannah McIntyre from the Annie E. Casey Foundation. And that journey led us to the Annie E. Casey Foundation.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. J.D. Vance takes the stage tonight for the first time as the party's vice presidential nominee. Former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy has known him since their days at Yale Law School.
He obviously wrote a great book, Hillbilly Elegy. I know from my experience in writing my books as well that there's nothing that forces you to really discover your own convictions, like actually putting it down on paper, being challenged. So I think it's great to be able, for America to be able to see there's a leader here at the near highest level who has gone through an evolution.
Earlier tonight, delegates heard from former President Trump's future daughter-in-law, Kimberly Guilfoyle.
This election is a choice between Joe Biden's vision for American weakness and Donald Trump's vision of American greatness.
Mr. Trump is now in the convention hall. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Add one more to the list, we've had yet another tornado touchdown in the Badger State. The National Weather Service confirmed an EF1 twister touchdown in Keeler on Monday. It ripped the roof off of a classic supper club there. The family who owns it has now started a GoFundMe. We've had such an unusual tornado season here this year. 21 twisters so far in 2024. All of last year, we only had 21 of them. And with new legislative maps here in Wisconsin, and there's a lot at stake in November. Republican strategist Keith Gilka says the down-ballot races will be key.
People from the community know their community, have connections to their community, and know how to go out there and win races.
Thursday is the final full day of the convention. Former President Donald Trump will give the keynote address in the evening. That's when he'll formally accept the Republican Party's nomination for president. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Excited for the blockbusteriest blockbuster of the summer? If the early reviews are any indication, you won't be let down. Twisters is currently pulling in 83% on Rotten Tomatoes. Reviewers are praising not only the film's CGI, but also well-thought-out characters in the disaster film. I see a new box office champion this weekend move over Despicable Me 4. In big-time stars that need a reality check news, the New York Post reports that singer Adele says she has no desire to release an album anytime soon. The singer is under contract in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace and says she'll take a powder after her contract ends in November. Adele says she does not like being famous, but loves that she gets to make music all the time, even though she has no plans to make new music anytime soon. She says music was always a hobby that she just fell into. Adele says what she really wants to be is a TV script reader. $75 a script versus multi-millionaire performer. After a few months of that, she'll be running back to Vegas. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 40s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, few clouds and pleasant, highs mid-70s. And more sun Friday, high near 80. Temperatures continue to warm into the weekend with some slight chances for showers and storms. Highs upper 70s to 80.
Currently, it's 59 degrees.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society.
Crude and Dom.
Join the Devil's Advocates Thursday. Very special RNC coverage. Former Governor Scott McCallum at 4:20. Our friend and labor Rick Smith at 4:30. Join us.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This segment of Native Roots Radio is presented in partnership with Little Moments Count. You can learn more at littlemomentscount.org.
Hey, we're here with Beth Dodds and Ashley Bunker, and I just want to say Beth Dodds is the program manager for Indigenous Partner Leadership Initiative at the nonprofit, and Ashley is a 2023 graduate of the Indigenous Parent Leadership Initiative and is a White Earth Tribal member. Ashley, I know we're wrapping this up here. Talk to us a little bit about or just tell us something you'd like people to know out there before we let you guys go. And you have the floor, Ashley. Tell us how this has changed your life.
So when I got into the Parent Leadership Initiative, my project was to implement Aaron's Law into our schools. And what Aaron's Law is, that it's a public that Aaron's Law is required that all public schools in each state to implement prevention of child sexual abuse programs. And so with this, I hope that implementing this into Minoman School and also local schools in my area, you know, to just help educate our students and our teachers and to like, so by doing this, I got on the agenda for the Minoman School Board in August to prevent it, to present the PowerPoint for Aaron's Law. So I am hoping to see this in Minoman School District of this coming year.
That's really exciting, and that's game-changing, Ashley. Can you tell our listening audience, because we have people all over Turtle Island listening, a little bit about what Aaron's Law is?
Okay, so Aaron's Law is a prevention of child sexual abuse program, and it is a Minnesota statute as of 2023. And so this will give the tools and the knowledge to our students to use their voice and to report any misconduct that may be happening. And we were just recently in contact with Erin, and she's actually working on a curriculum that's going to be free to the school, to all the schools in Minnesota, to implement that into our schools, pre-K through 12.
Again, Ashley, that's unbelievable, because what we were talking about, cohort 3 and how the young ones are going to have a voice and learn and have the same verbiage as their parents and helpers, I believe that's really just a natural progression, and to be able to have our young ones be able to talk if there's anything wrong. So really, really big kudos to you and the program, Ashley. And your initiative. Cool. Hey, Beth, I want to have you talk about anything you'd like before we let you go about the programs and how we can support and what you're looking for and how we can help you.
Sure. I also want to mention that Ashley has a new role with the Indigenous Parent Leadership Initiative. And as of yesterday, she was selected, after she applied, to become a facilitator. So Ashley is going to turn around and help her neighbors, her relatives, to come through the program with her.
That's awesome, Ashley. And, you know, again, I don't have my applause button, but that's beautiful. And again, we talked about it earlier, how you have to give it away to keep it sometimes in order to keep it. So that's really good on you and good on the program. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, I'm really excited for this opportunity. I will be attending a training in Connecticut in August to learn how to facilitate the Parent Leadership Training Institute curriculum. So, and this will And then after this training, I'll be certified. So I'm really grateful for this opportunity.
Wow, that's great. So before we let you guys go, Beth, do you have any other new news that you can share with us? That was like a day old. We appreciate that.
You guys are the first to know. We haven't even made a post on Facebook yet.
Wow, congrats.
Yeah, I would just like to say, you know, to all of the listeners out there, how do you make change? And I believe it starts with yourself. How do we help children? We help the parents. So by helping the parents become self-aware and learn who they are, it helps them make positive changes. It all starts, you know, I've had a healing journey, and all of my seeking and searching and healing modalities that I've learned, it's all brought me back to the same place. All led me back to myself. When you become self-aware, that's when the magic happens. That's when the change can happen. And I believe everyone has the power and ability to make positive change for themselves, whether that's physical, emotional, spiritual. It can be big, it can be little. Those little ones add up. And the Indigenous parent leadership is designed for our participants to do that work. And then we watch the magic happen.
Wow, Beth and Ashley, I just want to say this has been a really awesome show, and I really appreciate you two coming on. Wow, some great medicine, Haley.
Always. It's, you know, we get always great guests from Little Moments Count, but, you know, for some reason we get really great spectacular ones that come from All Nations Rise and Indigenous Visioning. So just the way that you guys present yourself on our platform, let alone, tells me what a great program this is and what a good thing you guys have going on. So congrats and keep up the great work. And we're always going to be here to support you.
Miigwech, we appreciate it.
Congratulations on this great program, and thank you so much, Ashley and Beth. Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Wow.
That was awesome.
That's just beautiful. Haley, I don't know. It's, you feel like you have to give it away to keep it. The support, the young ones, this is just all good medicine, really.
Yeah.
And I love amplifying their work. It's stellar.
It's really great, too, to amplify, you know, not only what's going on in our urban communities, but the amazing work and the impacts that our tribal and rural and reservation communities have all across the state, too. I mean, this is one of the only programs that I've heard come out of one of our tribal communities, like this one's out, White Earth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's free and it's a great resource for parents and all caregivers. If, you know, if you're not a mom or a dad or a direct parent, or you're an auntie or your aunt or you're an uncle or a grandma or grandpa, this is a resource for everybody. So it's all tools and skills that everyone could use, and only helps us become stronger and more resilient and proactive people in the end.
Well, I don't know if you saw this, and I'm kind of changing the subject a little bit, Haley, but I just crossed my phone. Looks like President Biden has COVID. And,
That's, I did not good. See that.
No,
I did
it not. Just came up a minute or so ago. And so we have our prayers out for our president, and hope he has a good recovery.
Yeah, a quick one, too. Mm-hmm. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, so you are in Red Lake. I know we have a couple minutes here, mm-hmm. before our last segment of the day. Red Lake, I mean, we were just at their powwow, their Independence Day powwow on July 6th. And I mm-hmm. saw something come across. They're going to be having another big powwow August 9th, 10th, and 11th. This is their Red Lake Nation Fair and powwow.
Yeah, and you know what else they're having, too, and I want to bring this up, and good ups on that, but they're having, You know, Native Care, which is their cannabis operation up there?
Yeah.
Do you remember that comedian that was drinking Pepsi and lip-syncing, the Native comedian that was lip-syncing on TikTok? He was lip-syncing something from Stevie Nicks, a song from Stevie Nicks. So it blew up.
Oh, yeah, the guy that was singing Dreams on the skateboard.
Yeah, Dogface is his name. And they're having a first anniversary party and live music, games, prizes. And also, you know, they offered us, it's from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. It's a 21-plus event, and it's August 3rd. And we could go up there and table, they said, for free. So throwing that out to you, Haley.
Well, we might be up there for both weekends, consecutive weekends in a row. I'm down for that. I don't know if Red Lake's ready for us, but
I know how to get there now.
There you go. That'll be fun. Yeah, Native Care is a adult use recreational cannabis program that Red Lake Nation has opened up. It's the first in the state, I believe. And gosh, they've been busy. They've been out in the parade for the Independence weekend and giving away some really good coupons. So I would, you know, be curious to see if they're handing stuff like that out. Definitely worth the drive up there.
Yeah, check it out. Well, hey, we're going to give us a little preview of the next segment, Haley. You'll be doing that on your own as I'm speeding in a good way home.
Yes, I will be talking about Res Dogs and a couple of the Emmy nominees and a couple of local Twin Cities Native events going on the rest of the week and this weekend.
Well, I don't do this enough on live air, but a big peeny gigi Haley for all you do and how you keep things straight here on Native Roots Radio. I've been blessed with three excellent producers over the years, and you are definitely one of them that I put that in there.
Oh, thank you, Dega. I appreciate it. I got a good teacher.
Oh, that was Zoe and Ogama, right?
All three.
Yeah, there you go. All two. Hey. This is Native Roots Radio. We'll be back after this short break. Stay with us. Ho-wah.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Attention transit customers. On Saturday, June 15th, Metro Transit will make changes to transit service within your community. As we do each quarter, we review our resources and ridership trends. These service changes continue our ongoing work to best serve customers throughout our system with our given resources. A summary of the upcoming service changes and a preview of the updated schedules are available now at MetroTransit.org. Again, that's at MetroTransit.org.
Hi, I'm Chuck Manette, owner of Native Concrete and Masonry. With concrete and masonry adding substantial value to your home, it's always a great idea to repair your sidewalks or just add a beautiful new patio. Cracks or heaving in your sidewalks due to tree roots can be dangerous. Native Concrete and Masonry has helped clients across the metro to make their outdoor space safer and helped increase the value to their homes. For patios, sidewalks, driveways, or garage slabs, go to nativeconcretemasonry.com.
Join the community spirit at Four Sisters Farmers Market, a seasonal hub for cultural placemaking, food access, and indigenous values. Four Sisters Farmers Market has always emphasized their commitment to the community and inclusivity, accepting SNAP and EBT benefits. Stop by and get affordable, healthy, and culturally appropriate local food. Four Sisters Farmers Market is open Thursdays 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and is located on the American Indian Cultural Corridor off of Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. Discover more about Four Sisters Farmers Market on their social media accounts.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. How? Hey, everyone. It's producer Haley Cherry here with you for this last segment. Thank you for listening to today's show. We really, really appreciate it. We hope everyone's having a great Wednesday. I feel like I usually don't get to introduce myself in a good way, but I'm, again, Haley Cherry. I am a descendant from the Ho-Chunk Nation in the state of Wisconsin and the Winnebago Tribe of Nebraska, and I come from the Eagle Clan, also known as the Choshup in our language. And it's, you know, I've been on the show for the past a little over a year now, and I just, you know, want to say a big pinky thank you to my Daga, my Uncle Robert Pilot, for allowing me to share this creative platform with you all, and I've just learned so much. I want to start out by saying tomorrow is Thursday, so if you're an average, or if you're a normal listener to the show, you know that we always gotta plug the NACDI, Native American Community Development Institute's Four Sisters Farmers Market that happens every Thursday from the months of June through October. And this happens at NACDI and the Powwow Grounds in Minneapolis. The address is 1414 East Franklin Avenue. The market hours go from 11 to 3 p.m. And it's really just the place to be if you're in Minneapolis and you've never really spent a lot of time on the American Indian Cultural Corridor, as they call it, which is known as East Franklin Avenue and kind of the southeastern neighborhoods in Minneapolis. It's a vibrant and lively place to be. They've got Powwow Grounds, which is, again, the parking lot. That's where the Four Sisters Farmers Market is held, just right outside of NACDI's building as well. And you could come and get some of your fry bread tacos from Powwow Grounds' new fry bread factory. That one's hard for me to say. It's kind of a tongue twister, but it's amazing. They have, you know, it's always a controversy here in Indian country to say who makes the best fry bread. But I have to say, Bob Rice, the owner of Powwow Grounds, makes a pretty mean fry bread. So if you're able to come on over to the Four Sisters Farmers Market tomorrow to get some of those fresh grown veggies and check out all of the local native artists and the vendors that make really beautiful things around here. I want to start out by talking about res dogs real quick. This is something we like to cover in some of our segments, includes media and just news and what's going on with Native entertainment. We talk about Res Dogs quite a bit, which is a TV show that had a few seasons. I believe, was that on Hulu? I can't really remember right now, but it was a phenomenal show. It had a great run. It was, you know, all Native directed, casted, produced. They actually just got nominated for Outstanding Comedy Series at this year's 76 Emmy Awards. Let's see. So this is coming from Indigenous TV. Breaking news, Reservation Dogs nominated Best Comedy Series at 76 Emmy Awards and avoids a snub this year. So let's go, or as we say, Skoden. they say, quote, after fan demand and a strong campaign, Res Dogs FX, which is their Instagram handle, has avoided their arguably third consecutive snub. Okay, wow, I didn't know that. This marks a significant milestone for Indigenous representation in front and behind the camera, being recognized as a nominee for the Academy's highest honor. So big congrats to Res Dogs. Indigenous.tv on Instagram is a really great platform for all of those, all of our Native representation in film and in television. What else is going on with Res Dogs? I know that history was also made with Lily Gladstone and Callie. So these two are just really remarkable actors and very talented. Both of them are the first Indigenous women to be nominated for acting Emmys, which is amazing. And also, you know, a bit astonishing that it's the first time, but this is awesome and we'll take it. And congrats to Lily and Callie for that. Going back to Res Dogs, their Emmy nominations, again, are Best Comedy Series. And then the main actor, Depero Wunate, is nominated for Best Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. Reservation Dogs is also nominated for Best Picture Editing for a Single Camera Comedy Series. That is really cool. That's really, really actually a hard way to shoot. I took a few classes, a few film classes back at my time at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities, and a lot of the classes for video production we shot with the three camera angle. So shooting with one is quite difficult, I can imagine, but that's really amazing. So not only are they Reservation Dogs taking home or, you know, nominated for just one thing, but multiple. So that's awesome. I also want to go to announce one of our great sponsors, Native American Community Clinic here in Minneapolis, again on Franklin Avenue. They will be starting Saturday medical walk-ins starting in August of 2024. These walk-ins are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And I guess they're saying doors will be locked at 1 p.m. So please arrive prior to the 1 p.m. close time if you want to take advantage of these Saturday walk-in clinics at Native American Community Clinic. And that'll be starting August 3rd. So that's really amazing, a really great resource for all of our community members. Moving on to a couple other things going on locally in the Twin Cities this weekend. July 19th, so this Friday, Red Lake Nation College, their new college campus in Minneapolis, which is absolutely gorgeous, by the way. It's right by the U.S. Bank Stadium, if you are able to drive by and check it out. They will be hosting another open house on Friday from 9 to 3 p.m., and you can register for the fall semester and get all of the help and your questions answered right then and there. And they'll also be doing door prize drawings and refreshments. So take advantage of that. If you're looking to go back to school, Red Lake Nation Tribal College's Minneapolis campus is a two-year degree program. So it's associate's degrees, but they are looking to expand to those four-year degrees in the future, which is another really great opportunity. And we talk a lot about, you know, as Native people, sometimes spaces aren't, you know, really reflective of who we are and kind of like our values and beliefs. And Red Lake Nations College is just kind of includes everything about the culture and who we are as people and you know, really opens up a space for us to be ourselves. So thank you, Red Lake, for that. We really appreciate all of the really great work that you've done for our communities. And this weekend, this is something else that's going on. American Indian Family Center is hosting Let's Play Lacrosse. This is this is today. Okay, but it's also tomorrow. So from July 17th to 18th, from 12 to 4 p.m. at the Bellwin Conservancy in Afton, Minnesota, you can join Jerry Morgan, who is Leech Lake Ojibwe, for a two-day youth camp. So if you missed it today, you can head on over there tomorrow. It's all about learning the creator's game of lacrosse, and Jerry will share teachings and stories, lead the youth in some drills, and play a game. It's open to youth ages 5 through 17, kids grades K through 12, and their families are welcome to join. And there will also be an optional youth sweat following day two. So that would be tomorrow, Thursday, the 18th. If you have been, you know, listening to the show, you're part of our resistance, and we greatly.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bond.
Coming up on the show, day four, we're live at the RNC in downtown Milwaukee. A little sports talk with Paul Noonan, Brittany Merlot for Weather and Wine at 11:50. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal.
Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.